This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1866. We shall see how to express that the future is unknown in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. No one knows what the future holds. So when someone asks you about something in the future, how can you express in English that you don't know exactly what will happen? Find out in today's episode. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey there, Michelle. How are you feeling today?
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. Michelle, I want to remind our listeners one thing they should really do if they want to make sure they get to learn English in the new way, focusing on connection, not perfection, with us 4 days a week. What should they do?
All right. Well, you guys got to hit follow on the podcast. Guys, if you love All Ears English, but you have never hit follow, what are you doing? You got to hit that button. You're going to make sure that you get everything from All Ears English that you possibly can, because it's very important that you don't miss anything. We do so much over here, Lindsay.
We do so much good stuff over here. 4 days a week, we publish a brand new episode, lots of webinars and contests and fun things going on. So hit follow wherever you listen to your podcast, or if you're over on YouTube, you can also subscribe to our YouTube channel and get a couple of videos a week over there. Good stuff. Okay, Michelle. So I think we're getting into a very common expression that I've heard, that I hear a lot from my native speaking friends. What about you?
Yes, I hear it a lot. I have actually Dan's family. They all say this expression a lot. And then recently I heard it on TV and I was like, you know what? It's time. It's time that we discuss it.
It's time. Sometimes it's almost like we need to implement a new rule. If you hear something more than 3 times in a week, we have to do an episode on it. Guys, you know, the material from today, from everything on this show, is directly from our conversations in our world. So this is not from a textbook, right? This is not from a classroom. This is real English. Good stuff. So Dan's family says this a lot. Does your family say this a lot?
No, it's funny. Like, it's funny how families kind of adapt.
Yeah.
You know, we should both like think about things that our family says a lot and then like share them.
Oh, that would be so fun. What a good episode idea. I love it. I'll have to think about it before we do that one.
Yeah, we definitely have to that would be like a 2 or 3 week assignment to like observe like when your conversations.
For sure.
But this is one that I always notice with his family, and the expression is "we shall see"
with that intonation too.
It cannot just be "we shall see." It's "we shall see," right?
That's so funny. Are Dan's family members funny? Because I know Dan's kind of a funny guy.
Yes,
he's kind
he's
of
very
a jokester.
Funny. Yeah.
Are his family members the same way, or are they more serious?
No, they're the same way. It's a very choking. Okay. It's a very funny, humorous family, funny humor style, very sarcastic, likes to, especially my sister-in-law, my father-in-law, that, you know.
Oh,
so they definitely,
cool.
They're fun. They're fun to be around. Always a laugh.
Oh, that's so great. I love that. I love being around people that laugh all the time. That is the best. It's fantastic. Yeah. All right. So this is something that funny people say, but not just funny people, right? This is common for a lot of different personality types.
Oh, yeah.
This expression. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. This doesn't have to be only about this. This is not necessarily said in a funny, only for funny things.
Right.
But do you, so you said you hear other people say this a lot?
Oh, yeah. I hear this a lot. You know, we shall see. So what does it really mean, Michelle? Let's just explain to our listeners what it means first.
Yeah. Well, it basically means let's see what's going to happen. Like, oh, in the future, mm-hmm. we'll know. And I feel like I feel like we just talked about this recently in another episode, something with other expressions like almost doubting that something will happen. I can't remember mm-hmm. what it was, but like either it could be genuine, like, oh, we shall see what happens.
Right.
Or it could be like, oh, I think this is going to happen. Oh, me too. All right. Well, we shall see.
So like you do think it's going to happen or you don't think it. You're just not sure. Right. Is that what you mean?
Well, I think it could be used for either. Like, I think it could be used mm-hmm. more genuinely, like, oh, like we're speculating, like, oh, what's going to happen on that show or what's going to happen with maybe like somebody in our family got a new job and we're not sure if they're going to take it. Oh, we shall see. Or I think mm-hmm. there could be some like tinge of like, oh, we know.
Yeah. So it gives you kind of a sense of mystery a little bit. Right. Maybe.
Right. Right.
Like impending, we're not sure. There's a sense of mystery, something on the other side, right?
That's true. Absolutely. So let's do some examples with this.
All right.
So here we go.
I think she's going to be late again.
Well, she's been really working on her punctuality.
We shall see, right? Okay. So here I'm kind of testing, you know, I am assuming kind of the negative side.
Right.
Right. And then you're saying, oh, but there's a possibility, you know, let's hope, let's be positive. And then I'm like challenging that.
Right. Instead of saying like, oh, I don't think so. You're just saying we shall see. But really what you're saying is I don't think there's going to be an improvement.
Right. So this is the more negative side of this expression. It's expressing mystery and doubt. Mystery and a sense of doubt. Right.
Exactly.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Or here's another one. This one is a little bit, this one is more genuine. Okay. So like, there could be a discount on that chair this weekend.
We shall see. Right. So yeah, I'm hoping it's more positive for sure.
We actually don't know. Like, let's hope, you know, kind mm-hmm. of that.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to go to the warehouse store and hope for it. Right.
Right.
The next one, Michelle, here's another one. We got lots of examples for you guys today. I think we'll have flying cars in our lifetime.
Really?
Oh, yeah, definitely. No question.
We shall see.
So that's kind of more the unknown, adventure in the future, imagining things. Right.
So I don't know. Lindsay, do you think there's going to be flying cars?
We shall see. No. In our lifetime. So, I mean, I'm going to be around another 40 years, probably something like that. 45, maybe. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't really think so. No, I think self-driving cars, probably yes. But flying cars, I mean, there'd have to be like things take time to implement a system, right? Governments to implement. Like, how could you even do that so quickly? Maybe. I don't know, Michelle. I hope so. I know you want that.
Flying. Yes, that's true. That. Well, my dream is to be like the Jetsons. So.
Yeah, that's true.
So that. Well, my more so than the flying is just like the no having to park. Like, you know, that the cars will fold up into little suitcases. I think that would solve just so many problems.
So smart. Someday we'll get there. I'm not sure if we'll see it. We'll see.
I don't think so. But So, I mean, what else can you say? So you're not going to go around all the time going, we shall see. Unless you're in Dan's family.
Right. Unless you're in Dan's family and you're a comedian. Yeah. I do think there is something about this phrase, we shall see, that's a little dramatic.
Yes.
Right. So if you want to be a little more like subdued. Okay. That's a good word for today, Michelle. Subdued.
Yeah.
Just say some other things. Like, for example, let's see. Let's see.
Mm-hmm. Right. Let's see. That's just, you know, a little more neutral. So like, I think that the whole thing with we shall see is that you're using this shall, which is like known normally for like being formal, you know, more formal. You don't say shall all the time. So I think that's what kind of makes it kind of this elevated, like interesting expression. So taking that away and saying something like, let's see, that's a little different.
Mm-hmm. Or we'll see. And we're going to look at that in a minute. Yeah, 100%, Michelle, that's a good point. So let's give an example with let's see here.
All right. I think inflation will continue to be a problem in the next few years.
I hope you're wrong, but let's see. Right. Let's see. Okay. Very common, very approachable phrase. Very casual. I like it. Right. Simple.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then, like you said, you could also say, we'll see. Or if you want to extend it, you could say, I mean, you could also add this to the other one. You could say, we'll see what happens. Or you could say, let's see what happens.
Yeah, this phrase, we'll see, makes me think, it's so funny what you remember. I said this in the last episode. It's funny, the little chunks of life that you remember when you're older. But I remember one of my friend's parents, she would always, when we were young, we were probably like 10 or 8 or something, we'd ask her for permission. And she'd always say, we'll see. There was never a yes or a no. It used to drive me nuts. So when will we see?
You know? Oh my gosh. Yeah. Wait, how old were you, did I think?
Maybe like 8 or 7. I don't know. I just remember her mom would say it all the time and it would drive me crazy. I wanted to know.
I think that's like a parent thing, like, you know, just like delaying things like, oh, maybe, you know, like saying maybe or like soon or I always say to my son, like later.
Yeah. Or you hope the kid will forget.
That's what it is.
Or maybe you want to check with your spouse or something. Right. Or you just don't want to make the decision right away. You don't want to lock into something because then you promise a kid something and I'm sure they can go crazy if you don't follow through. Right.
So that's funny. So, and then the last one is, we'll know soon enough.
Mm-hmm. We'll know soon. Now this one provides a sense of a little drama, a little like we don't have as much control over the thing.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like getting a test result back or knowing if a snowstorm is going to stop a trip or something, that kind of thing.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Or an election, a presidential election.
Right. Yes, that's true. So, all right, here we go. So I really think everything will be okay.
Yeah, but we have a lot of work to do.
I know, but we will do it.
All right. Well, we'll know soon enough. Right. So it really is a sense of, we've tried something, but then something is out of our control a little bit.
Yeah. Right. Like we don't know what the boss will think or what the grade will be or what it is. Mm-hmm. These expressions are all kind of about that, like letting go of the control. Like you don't, and kind of like acknowledging that you don't have control over the future and you just kind of have to sit back and wait.
Well, isn't that the truth, Michelle? We just don't. I think we start to learn that as we get a little bit older. We start to accept that, sort of. You know, when we're kids, we're so like antsy. We want to know what's going to happen next. Can we do this? Can we do that? But then as we get a little older, we settle into life a bit more, right? And then we want you guys to have the expressions to express this, to be able to say this and connect, right, with anyone in your life. So we want you to go ahead and try to use these phrases. They are so natural.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, Lindsay, I think that's a good takeaway for today. Guys, these are good expressions, commenting on the future, letting go of a little bit of that control. So let us know how it goes using these and try them out.
All right. And guys, don't forget to hit follow on the podcast. Don't miss a single episode of All Ears English because we focus on connection, not perfection, helping you learn in a new way where we focus on the human connection between you and the other person. That is the only thing that matters. And that's what we learn how to do together on this show. All right.
Absolutely. Very good. I love good it. All stuff. Right. Well, this okay. was fun, Lindsay, and I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Bye, Michelle.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.